Okay, so you might know I've got a housemate called Reliquestrial. He's just joined Audioboo, and he's always, in a weird geeky way, he's always wanted to have his own podcast. So I thought, what's the best medium for recording audio? Audioboo. So I thought we'd give him a ring on Skype, and we'd surprise him and see how good he'd be as a host. All right, I'll call him now. Hi Ben, you're live on Audioboo.
Am I?
Yeah, this is our first podcast.
Oh really? That's quite exciting.
Yeah, what are we going to talk about?
How are you recording it? Are you recording it on desktop?
On my iPhone. Oh, I'm getting knocked out because it's too loud. iPhone.
Oh, that's quite cool. How long do you get with Audioboo? Because I don't actually know.
You get 5 minutes, but if you record 20 boos by the 15th, you get, I think it's 10 or 30 minutes, so...
By the 15th? So I've got to record 20 boos in the next 2 days?
Let's get busy. Right, podcast number one.
Oh, my word. Okay. I don't know how I'm going to record that many boos. I mean, I don't want to be, like, spammy.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the clauses are. Anyway. Right, so, Scatty Ads, Reliquestrial, podcast number one. What are we going to talk about?
I don't know. I think I'd like to talk about my iPhone, actually, as I've recently purchased it.
Okay, background information. It was Ben's birthday yesterday, and he got himself an iPhone.
It was on my birthday on the 11th, day 13th. But yeah, anyway, cool. The iPhone seemed to arrive just on my birthday, which was quite handy, because the guy I bought it off did not have it unlocked, so he got it unlocked for free, and then shipped it to me. Handy.
Yep, so he's just been experimenting with all his new apps. How many pages of apps have you got?
I think it's currently on 4.
Oh, that's alright.
Anyway, my first boot isn't uploading. Well, it is, obviously, but it's taking a long time. How long does yours normally take?
Not that long at all, but our router is fucked.
Yeah.
Sorry. Right, content. Come on.
Hello.
Right, what should we do? List our favourite apps? I can't do this because my iPhone's recording.
I can't do it because mine's... why don't you just springboard out? Double tap, even.
Yeah, I could do, actually. So anyway, what's your favourite iPhone app so far?
So far? I haven't really used a lot. I quite enjoyed watching my parents trying to play Doodle Jump. That was interesting.
Yep, Doodle Jump's pretty awesome. What score have you got?
I haven't got much score in this one because, obviously, I haven't really played it. Also, my dad's confusion at launching Broken Sword, which is a really awesome game, by the way. I'm going to look forward to playing that.
Does it seem different from the original?
I haven't played it, yeah.
Okay.
My favourite app, however, so far, is... I had this a second ago. Completely forgotten. That's really annoying. Hang on. Shazam.
Yeah, Shazam's awesome.
I actually do love Shazam. It's quite impressive. I don't know how they do it.
It's useful, not much at the time. It's useful when you listen to the radio.
It's quite gimmicky, though.
Yeah, there's no point to it, but it is quite nifty.
Also, I'm interested, anybody else out there played much of The Quest? Yeah, I played it on my Windows Mobile for quite a while, but apparently it's...
Awkward silence.
...quite different on iPhone. So say the developers.
So anyway, so Twitter client, what Twitter client are you using? The big question.
I'm not really using a Twitter client yet. I do have
bad answer.
I have installed Twitbird and Brizzly. I'm yet to try out Brizzly, but I am told it's very good. Are you still using Tweety?
Yeah, I think Tweety's for the win. I don't think... It's between Tweety or Echophon, but because Echophon's paid, I don't think it's worth paying to find out.
There is a free Echophon.
Oh, there is, isn't there? Yeah.
Which one of my friends back home uses quite a bit, and she seems to get on with it, and she's a bit of a technophobe, so...
I just can't really see anything you'd add, really. Tweety's got everything.
I found out something really cool and completely unexpected.
Go ahead.
With iPhone... Actually, I suppose it's more credit to Google. On Gmail, you can sync your contacts and calendar
with Exchange
to your iPhone via